Welcome to the September 1st, 2013 Armed American Radio National Broadcast. A very special show today for you because 4 years ago today, September 1st, 2009, Armed American Radio went from a one-hour local show to a three-hour national powerhouse, now heard in hundreds of cities across America, coast to coast in over 21 countries. And we couldn't have done it without you. So thank you very much for your support. This week's show, another good one. My guests include co-host Robert Zimmerman, Emmy Award-winning documentary producers Peter Gould and Chris Thoreau. From WEZO, Doug Allen. From Guns and Patriots over at humanevents.com, Neil McCabe, the editor. JPFO's Charles Heller, David Kodria, the Mad Ogre, and Shanto takes hour three all by himself. I'm Mark Walters. Enjoy the show, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
The Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm carrying the Crossbreed Holster.
It really is
the Crossbreed Holster
Studios.
And
I can't even tell.
Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, your host, filling your prescription for freedom, not only today, but every week here on the Armed American Radio Network, from those toasty beaches of Florida to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska and all points in between. It's great to have you here today. We've got an amazing lineup for you this hour. I'm going to go right to my guest co-host for the show, Robert Zimmerman. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing great, and good to be with you.
Pleasure to have you here, as always. This will occur on many, many more occasions, I'm sure. Great to have you on the show with us. In the studio with me, Doug Allen from WEZO out in Aiken, South Carolina, North Augusta.
Yeah, your show is on every weekend right after my show. It's a great 1-2 punch.
It is. It's the vroom vroom and the boom boom, because you're talking Armed American Radio follows your Spirit of Racing show.
Right, right. It's a
of
great
which
combination.
I contribute to every week and give you my NASCAR picks. At some point we'll have a discussion about who you think. Let's do it right now quickly. Who do you think out of the 43 driver field would be the one driver who would own the biggest firearm?
The biggest firearm. You know what?
Maybe the 50 cal. Who would be inclined to own a 50 cal?
I think Ryan Newman.
Maybe Clint Boyer.
No, well,
I think Ryan. I'm going to go with him on that. I think Ryan's
a bigger hunter than Clint Boyer. Yeah, well, they all love guns.
Which driver out of the field of 43 do you think it would not be inclined to own a firearm?
I hope this ought to be easy. Casey Kane. He's so cute, man.
Maybe, I would have said Joey Logano.
Trevor Bayne.
Joey Logano.
Trevor's won the Daytona 500. Yeah. I don't know.
Joey Logano got in a fight, though.
Joey Logano did get in a fight.
So, yeah.
And he's tussled with Tony Stewart.
So,
he owns a firearm. It might not be a 45. It might be a 9. Not a 9. I'm talking about a 9 or a 45. I'm carrying a 9. Yeah. I'm thinking it might be a 380. I don't know. Don't let Joey underestimate you.
Yeah, well, you know, Casey Kane, he's really cute. So I can't see him. You know, I can't see him packing.
He's probably got 50 calibers. We'll have to find out. We'll find out, because you have the lines. We'll find out. Maybe we can get an answer from you.
We can do that.
Robert, are you a NASCAR fan by any chance?
Not a fan. I mean, when it's NC, I watch it, but don't follow it as religiously as you guys do, apparently.
What makes you think we follow NASCAR?
Yeah. why would he have thought that?
I don't know. I'm not sure. And in the studio with us also is Scott Harley Davidson. I stuck the Harley in there. That's just who you are today.
That's his name from now on, by the way.
It is.
That's his new name.
From now on.
Welcome to the studios, guys, from WEZO. It's great to have you guys here.
Thank you, Doug,
in particular. It's so fun to have you here.
Oh, it's a blast.
We do a lot of radio work together. Mm-hmm. And we're finally in the studio with him.
Yeah,
we can look at
awesome.
Each other and sit on
it's
the
kind
phone.
Of weird for me, like you said.
But being on the other side of that board, I'm sure it is. Robert, I have to go here. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, my new book is out, Lessons from Unarmed America, written with Rob Pincus. And, Robert, who wrote the foreword?
Yeah, I'm here. I just had a technical problem. I'm sorry. I said
I wrote the book with Rob Pincus, Lessons from Unarmed America. And who wrote the foreword?
Ted Nugent.
The one and only. Well, Ted Nugent's wife found herself in a little bit of hot water a couple days ago, didn't she?
Unfortunately, yes, she did the unforgivable.
She did the unforgivable. I have, ladies and gentlemen, made it very clear on this program many, many times.
that not you can when you fly with a firearm, when you are flying and you are a gun owner, you have got to take the extra step. Do not be that person who gets caught with your firearm, who makes the mistake, the negligent mistake. This is not accidental. This is negligent mistake of failing to put that firearm away, leaving it in the car, putting it in your checked bag. Ted Nugent's wife, Shemaine, at DFW Airport just a couple days ago, went through security with a gun in her purse. And she is now facing the hassle, Robert, that comes with that. That's a federal felony.
Well, you know, silver lining here, it's Ted Nugent's wife, and that's why we're talking about it. You know, there's 1,000 guns have been recovered.
That's right.
In the first 7 months of this year, you know, that nobody would be talking about. I think that number should decline now that people are talking about it. But the airport is just what's allowing us to detect the negligence. The real tragedy would be if that gun that someone is not aware of that they have apparently ended up in the hands of a child.
You're absolutely correct about that. The fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, when you carry a firearm, when you make a decision to carry a firearm with you all the time, when you decide, I'm going to carry a firearm all the time, it does become easy when it becomes like putting cereal on milk for you to forget. But guess what? You can't.
Right.
You are held to a higher level of responsibility when you make that decision. You must always know where your firearm is. Now, I guarantee you that Shemaine Nugent, Robert, would be the first person to say what a boneheaded mistake she made.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question about that. No question about that. So we have to point this out, and we'll use it as an educational tool for you. Do not make that mistake. When you carry this, and I, Robert, fly all the time, as you know.
Right.
I never allow my firearm, ever, any of my firearms, to touch any of the carry bags that I take with me, Doug, to the airport. Mm-hmm. My firearm stays out of all those bags. That way I don't run that risk. But I double, triple, and quadruple check every bag I have every single time I fly. Robert, go ahead.
No, again, I don't know. I haven't seen what kind of bag the gun was in. I'm not sure that there's an image available. It just says in her bag.
It was in a purse. It was in a pocketbook.
That's my, you know, concern here is that I think people are going to take the airport message from this, but I think women, a lot of them who carry their gun just in their purse and might leave their purse lying around where children or people who shouldn't have access to guns have access to a firearm that they are, you know, carrying responsibly but negligent in the sense that they are just too trusting with where they leave their purses. And I'm not knocking women. I'm just saying it's a little bit different than men who have it usually on their purse. We don't have purses, you know, so we have it in our waist or where have you. And it is a big concern. I'm glad that someone like this is bringing such attention to it. I'm curious what Ted Nugent would have to say about it.
We haven't heard from him yet. I'm looking forward to hearing from him. He was playing a concert out in California, and I believe she was on her way out there. Doug, go ahead.
You know, there's a perfect analogy here. We talk about stories all the time where women leave their kids in their cars and go into a store, and the kid, they come back out, and the child has died. It has to be, it's the same kind of analogy. It's individual responsibility. It is negligence, no matter whether it's harmless, and you didn't realize you were doing it. You're hitting it
That's
on
right.
the head, Mark. You're hitting it on the head, Robert. People have to take responsibility for their actions. It's a shame it happened here, but Robert's right. Maybe this will, you know, with it being Ted Nugent's wife, it can bring it more to the forefront. But people, doggone it, Mark, you know as well as I do, they just don't get it sometimes, and we talk about it all the time.
Well, that's very true. You've also got the haters out there that are all over Ted Nugent's wife.
Yeah,
this
of course
is Ted Nugent's
that.
Wife. You expect
sure.
to see that. And, you know, this is that higher level. Robert, when you are a gun owner, you are held to a higher standard, period. And you
Absolutely.
Must be, from a safety standpoint, as you pointed out. When you are a gun owner with the last name Nugent, you are held to an even higher standard.
Absolutely.
I myself hold myself to that standard.
You
I talk
to.
About this for a living.
Mm-hmm.
I must hold myself to that higher standard. It's the way it is. And, Robert, you do too.
Absolutely. Oh,
okay.
I agree. 1,000%, yeah.
This is very important information, ladies and gentlemen. Please don't make this mistake. Don't be that person. Double, triple check your bag. Better yet, don't let your firearms anywhere near those bags you travel with. Robert, go ahead.
Oh, it is, you know, unfortunate. I'm glad that it happened to someone who's going to, you know, start a conversation. I remember when Whitney, I think it was Whitney Houston, she dropped her cocaine at the security line. I don't think anybody dropped their cocaine after Whitney Houston did.
I hadn't thought about that. You're probably right about that. All you people out there who are taking cocaine through security, you've learned your lesson, didn't you?
Good heavens. And Whitney was instrumental in hitting that message home. So I think this is going to be, you know, things work in mysterious ways in this life. And I think this might actually prevent someone who would have otherwise been less careful with their firearm, including in airports, but just generally having it in their purse, from having a gun fall into the wrong hand. So maybe there's a silver lining that awareness is potentially going to save a life down the road.
Yeah, and we don't have time to do it in this hour, but I always take this opportunity when these stories come up to educate you about that it is, in fact, legal to fly with your firearms. I do it every time I fly. And if we have time before the close of this hour, I'll remind you how to do that. It's a very simple process, but it must be in your checked bag in a hard-sided container. Only adds about 5, maybe 10 minutes to your time at the airport. You have to show up just a little bit earlier because you have to declare the firearm at the ticket counter. It's that simple. You have to declare it at the ticket counter. It's that simple. If you try to get through, listen, the fact of the matter is Shemaine Nugent is not a criminal. She made a mistake, a negligent mistake. I'm going to bet you don't have the money that they have to pay for the attorneys that it's going to cost. Don't make that mistake. Armed American Radio continues with Gary Thoreau. Oh, and this is so good. Peter Gould on the movie Infringed after this.
Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
You're a 23 Mabryman?
Yes! I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com, KeltecWeapons.com.
Old Faithful holsters, designed to be as reliable as their Yellowstone National Park namesake. Made from the highest quality American leather and ultra-strong kydex, we use only the most durable materials available and put our 50-year warranty where our mouth is. Have a gun you'd love to carry but can't find a holster? Purchase one of our holster kits and build it yourself. To purchase a fully assembled holster for your carry gun or to build one yourself, visit oldfaithfulholsters.com now.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back, indeed. Robert Zimmerman, co-hosting for the entire broadcast. How you doing?
Good to be with you, Mark. Thanks for having me again.
The guest lineup coming up in this segment and for as long as we can keep him here is a good one. Peter Gould, executive producer and director. I'm going to read some of his bio here. A staunch supporter, Peter, we're talking about, staunch supporter of constitutional principles in general and the Second Amendment in particular, Mr. Gould is a multiple award-winning producer, director, editor, who has spent more than 25 years in television, radio, and motion picture production. The founder of the Intervale Group, LLC, a Shelton, Connecticut-based production company, established in 2000, Mr. Gould's career spans offline and online editing, video engineering, 2D and 3D animation, camera operation and lighting, field and studio production, direction and narration. His TV credits have earned multiple Emmys, Tellys, and other awards, and have aired on major broadcast networks, cable feeds, and elsewhere. We're also joined, Robert, by Gary Thoreau, who is a lead writer and producer. Gary Thoreau is an Emmy-nominated, multiple award-winning writer-producer who has crafted programming, primarily documentaries, for Disney, PBS, CBS, and others. These guys are the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. Over his 20-year run at Reader's Digest Entertainment, the last 10 as senior editor, Mr. Thoreau helped found and lead Reader's Digest multiple award-winning film and video division. More recently, he helped guide a new talent showcase TV series to multiple Emmy wins. A master storyteller with numerous books, scripts, and articles to his credit, Mr. Thoreau has earned renown for his painstaking research and insightful interviews, having conducted more than 1,000 so far. Former UCLA instructor and guest on the Today Show, Larry King, and similar programs, Gary's specialty is the conception, development, direction, writing, and production of moving, compelling, award-winning radio and TV programming. Robert, these guys are the real deal, and yeah, their project is what? And I'll let you introduce them.
Now, what a team. I'm so excited that these two men are going to be behind their project named Infringed, Second Amendment in the Crosshairs. And what a team, what talent there that is going to really bring to light what the real agenda is of the left.
No question about it. Let's go right to Peter. Peter Gould, welcome to you, my friend. How are you?
Great, Mark. It's great to be on your show.
Well, thank you for being here. The privilege and honor is all ours. Gary Thoreau, pleasure to have you here. How are you, my friend?
Just fine. I'm also very glad to be on the program, Mark.
And an honor to have you here. Your bios are the real deal. And you know, the video, we just didn't have time to break that audio out. We'll do that on another show. I want you guys back on here. This is a very important project. Peter, I'll turn it over to you. Infringed, Second Amendment in the Crosshairs. Tell us about it.
Well, Infringe started out because our office is about 15 minutes drive from Sandy Hook, which has, as I think everyone knows, become the ground zero for the anti-gun movement lately. And the more we saw what was happening legislatively, first in Connecticut, and then really all over the nation, with our own neighborhood being used as the weapon against the Second Amendment, the more we realized that everybody's being misinformed. You know it. I know it. Robert knows it. Probably most of the people listening to this program know it. But the average American doesn't understand that when the left uses an incident like this to go after Second Amendment rights, they are, number one, misreading the Second Amendment, and number two, misinterpreting what the problem is. The problem isn't a gun problem. The problem is a violence problem. And it's in part a cultural problem, in part a problem with our broken mental health system. But it isn't solved using any of the proposed solutions that are being rammed down our throat.
Now, are you telling me, Peter, that the two executive orders signed a couple days ago that ban reimportation of the M1 Garand, you telling me that that's not going to affect violent crime?
Oh, I don't know. I think that'll just eradicate violent crime in one shot.
See, and you understand this. You get this. And, of course, I ask that question sarcastically because the true agenda comes out. And you mentioned in your opening comments there that you don't think most Americans get it. So that leads me to have to ask you this question. Why don't they want to think about this? And your project is going to hopefully open eyes, correct?
Absolutely. And I think the answer to your question is we are more than 200 years after the passage of the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights was written in the language of the late 18th century. Some of those words over the intervening two centuries have changed meaning. And it's very convenient to try to apply present-day interpretations of words like militia or phrases like well-regulated or even what is meant by a free state. It's very easy to try and put 21st-century interpretations behind those phrases and come up with a different meaning than what the founders had in mind when they wrote it. And most people do not understand that.
I don't think they want to educate themselves to that. Robert Zimmerman, when you hear this, well-regulated, of course, are the two operative words in there, Peter, that are the terms that the anti-gun establishment likes to come after, well-regulated, in the term of a militia. Robert, you're familiar with this, I know.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, this film says it's going to use reenactments, and I think sometimes we need to go behind the Constitution to the Founding Fathers, to the people who were around when it was written. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, I mean, George Washington's the one who said that people should have guns because people will try to take their freedom away, including their own government, you know, or to paraphrase, of course, the first president. But these are the people who were around at the time who actually fought for these rights, who secured our country. What are your plans in terms of reenacting or at least revisiting some of the historical figures that kind of are out of touch with today's low-information voters?
Well, what you're talking about is one of the key parts, and this is why our plan is to start the film with a reenactment that will explain to people who are not taught this in school anymore just where the Bill of Rights came from, what actually motivated the founders of the country to put the Bill of Rights together and pass it. Very often, folks are quite unaware of the fact that the founding fathers came from Europe, where they lived under royalty. They lived under a ruling class that made them subjects, not citizens. So when they came over to the United States, one of the things they wanted to ensure was that people in the U.S. wouldn't be subjects of a king or any sort of ruling class, but instead be citizens in control of their government rather than the government being in control of them. So the whole idea of the Bill of Rights really was to ensure three really important things. One of them were states' rights. Another was to preserve these individual liberties of every citizen. And the other was to limit the power of government, so that never again an oppressive, tyrannical government could ever take power in the U.S. And among the things in the Bill of Rights, of course, is the Second Amendment. And while that is the focus of what we're talking about, it's in many cases, perhaps, of all the rights we have, definitely one of the most important. Now, as far as the reenactment goes, what we're going to do is...
Gary, I need you to hold that thought. That music means we're going to have to take a break. I apologize. Oh. Gary Thoreau, Peter Gould, Robert Zimmerman, Doug Allen, Scott Harley-Davidson back right after this. Incredibly compelling conversation. Don't go away.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I found a small lump. It just didn't feel right. After a biopsy, I was told that it was cancer.
Last year, Kimalea Conrad was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer.
I was devastated. I felt alone. I began praying, God, how do I do this? Where do I do this? Cancer Treatment Centers of America was the place.
At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, faith and spiritual support play an important role in the fight against complex and advanced stage cancer.
When I walk in to CTCA, it feels like a place of life and hope.
Advanced medicine and technology, the warm embrace of the spirit, and the power of prayer. That's Cancer Treatment Centers of America, a national network of 5 cancer hospitals.
I am so grateful and so blessed that I went to Cancer Treatment Centers of America. I am strong and I am joyous.
If you or a loved one has complex or advanced stage cancer, visit cancercenter.com/faith. Cancer Treatment Centers of America, care that never quits. Appointments available now.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.5%, APR 3.65%, that payment could support a $300,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $75,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was young and naive, and I found myself with $11,000 of credit card debt, 9 credit cards, and nothing to show for it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496 to talk to a certified counselor.
And I ended up calling, and the lady on the phone was so nice. And it was really humbling because no one really knows what your financial situation is like. You have to open those doors.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They gave me the right perspective, and they got the ball rolling, which is what I needed. I needed someone to help me get in the right direction.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back, indeed. You should become a member of the GOA, the Gun Owners of America. Larry Pratt, you hear him here on this show. If you ever want to question whether they're no compromise or not, listen to an interview with Larry Pratt. Head over to Armed American Radio and go back and listen to one of the interviews. You can type a search up there and pull up Larry Pratt. You can hear his phenomenal interviews. He is no compromise. He is the man with toothpicks under his eyes while you're sleeping at night, like a sound little sheep. This guy's got your back. Robert Zimmerman, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'll second that. Larry Pratt is a really cool guy. I've talked to him a lot about a lot of different issues, and he is he's right at the forefront.
He really is, isn't he? He just tells me. We have some of the best of clips of this show, and they contain Larry Pratt as a guest. He's amazing. Let's go back to our guest. We were talking with David Throne. I'm sorry we had to, David, interrupt you at the break there with the music. Let's go back and let you continue those. Or, I'm sorry, I said David. Gary Throne. I apologize.
Yeah, my brother is David Throne. Yeah,
there you go. I'm sorry about that. Gary,
we were talking about the reenactments,
right,
that particular part of infringed Second Amendment in the crosshairs. What we're going to do in the reenactments is we're going to bring actors in to, again, explain the motivation behind the passage of the Bill of Rights. There are certain key moments that happened up to that, including, of course, the debate between the Founding Fathers as to just what would go into the Bill of Rights. So what we're going to do is restage that by taking the words that the Founding Fathers actually, their actual opinions as expressed in their writings, rework that into dialogue and restage the debate over the Bill of Rights. And once we've brought that part of history back to life, through the rest of the documentary, periodically, we're also going to have other reenactments of other key moments showing how the Second Amendment has protected us through the decades.
Fascinating stuff. Robert.
I'm here.
You asked about the reenactments, and that's a very powerful. The reenactment is a very powerful tool, particularly if you're going to be using their own writings and their own words. Let me go over to Peter quickly. Peter, what documents are you using? Are you going back into the Federalist Papers? Tell me where you're going.
Well, to answer that question, we have to go to the panel that we've assembled as the foundation for the film, because we've been lucky enough to attract some of the preeminent constitutional scholars in the nation. One of them is a fellow named Stephen Helbrook,
right,
who is a research fellow at the Independent Institute that you can find at independent.org. Helbrook has done an extensive deconstruction of the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment in particular, and wrote an entire textbook about the Second Amendment called The Founders' Second Amendment. Between him and some other researchers like Eugene Volokh, who has a really interesting background because he immigrated from Russia without knowing a word of English, picked it up so quickly that he graduated university early, and is now a highly respected scholar at UCLA Law School. Between the two of them and then others, they have just generated an extraordinary body of work on this topic, the Federalist Papers being only a part of it. But the point is, you know, they've done years and years of research, and that research is available now in book form to academics and anybody who wants to delve into it. What we're trying to do is popularize it so that a larger audience can appreciate what they've come up with.
Well, he's written a number of books and a number of columns. You're talking about that every man be armed, Freedmen, the 14th Amendment, and the right to bear arms, a right to bear arms. Short articles he's written have appeared in American Rifleman multiple times, National Law Journal, Wall Street Journal, The Republic, The Washington Times, The Washington Post, The San Diego Union Tribune. And some of the titles of his work is Another Look at the Brady Law, Another Attorney General Ashcroft in the Second Amendment, the Bush Administration in the Second Amendment, Debating the Second Amendment, The Constitution Protects Each American's Right to Own a Firearm, Guns and Prohibition in Al Capone's Day and Now, Framers Didn't Want National Police Force, The Arms of the People Should Be Taken Away in American Rifleman, Arming America or Disarming Reality, also American Rifleman, and on and on and on. So you've tapped a good one here, no question about that.
But we didn't stop with him, because we're also talking to Carol Bamberry, Randy
right.
Barnett, Dave Hardy, Nicholas Johnson, David Capel, John Lott, Nelson Lund, Joseph Olson, Glenn Reynolds, and as I mentioned before, Eugene Volokh. So we've really tried to get a wide variety of learned opinions on this topic.
Yeah, you guys, you've got the supreme list there, no question about it. Gary, let's go over to you quickly. The video that you produced, and I wish I had the time to get that audio up on here, but I promise you we'll play it and bring it back, bring both of you guys back. I want people to hear this. Very, very important. You deconstruct the construction of how infringed is going to be made. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we're basically going to split this feature-length documentary into chapters. The first chapter has to do with the establishment of the Bill of Rights. Again, what motivated it? What were the Founding Fathers had in mind? What were they trying to protect us from at that time and, of course, into the future? What exactly are the reasons behind the Bill of Rights, particularly the Second Amendment? That's the first chapter. In the second chapter, we're going to, of course, part of that also is going through history and seeing various incidents right up through the decades, right up until today, today's gun rights debate, as to how the Second Amendment has been applied protecting American rights. The second part, we're going to talk about the gun rights debate today. We're going to present the key talking points, the main arguments presented on both sides. Then we're going to fact check them, see which ones are actually based on reality and which ones are based on politically driven emotion. And once we've debunked a lot of these things that unfortunately the mainstream media has been very heavily promoting, confusing, and misinforming people on, once we get past that, then we'll get into the next part. Why don't you talk about that?
Well, the final part is how the Second Amendment actually is used today by ordinary people in the course of their lives, either as on the sport shooting side, the hunting side, or the personal defense side. One of the misstatements that is constantly being made on gun rights issues by the left is that guns are used more frequently in crime than they are in self-defense, which, of course, is absurd. The only
way you come up with that conclusion
is that you don't count a firearm as having been used in self-defense unless it was actually fired.
Correct.
And the overwhelming amount of the time, as we all know, it's not necessary to fire a firearm in order to defend yourself. Producing one very often will cause a criminal to stop what they're doing.
Yeah, that's Peter, if I could, let me interrupt here. I used a firearm in that fashion in 2002 to stop a potential crime being committed against myself and another motorist. I never had to fire my weapon, and it was quite effective.
Right. Once they realize you're not defenseless, they think twice.
They moved on. They retreated to their vehicle and moved on.
So we saw Christian Academy, another good example, posting that the staff is armed and any attempt to harm the children will be met with deadly force. You know, another perfect example.
Well, very effective. No question about it. It's very effective. Peter, we've got 30 seconds. I've just been told by Sean. So what we'll do is we'll kind of chat the rest of this segment out when we come back with you guys. I want to get your opinion on why the media isn't doing their jobs. I think that's important, and I know you guys are going to tackle that, it seems, in the film. You're going to debunk some of those. You can't debunk the anti-gun myths without exposing the media hypocrisy and the media lies. The media is complicit in pushing this political agenda, and I'm looking forward to getting your opinions on both that. We'll start with Peter when we come back, and then we'll go over to Gary. Robert, very powerful stuff. Then we're going to find out as well how you can get involved and help contribute to this, because guess what? Hollywood ain't going to help. Imagine that. I'm Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio. We'll be back after this with Peter Gould and Gary Thoreau and Robert Zimmerman.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
The Ruger LC380 is the perfect pairing of the award-winning LC9 pistol and the popular 380 auto cartridge. The LC380 is the same size as the LC9, yet offers reduced recoil, making it Ruger's lightest recoiling personal protection pistol yet. It features a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, 7-round magazine and finger grip extension floor plate, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The Ruger LC380. Another rugged, reliable firearm from Ruger.
How many guns do you really need? Just one more. PennyGunAuction.com brings the excitement of a gun bash to your computer. Each Penny Gun Auction bid increases the price of the firearm by only one penny, resulting in winners paying pennies on the dollar for their firearm. With auctions every day, Armed American Radio listeners can register for free and receive 20 free bids for the auction of their choice using promo code WIN in caps. That's W-I-N, all in caps. Visit PennyGunAuction.com today.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Sean, a.k.a. Shanto, A-A-R Shanto. You can now check out my new website, which is irfnews.com, irfnews.com. There you can see all the stuff we do here in the studio, also read some of my blogs, and I'm going to have news feeds and everything else you are interested in. So all you got to do is go to irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com. Oh, yeah, I think Mark's listening. Remember, irfnews.com.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network, the nation's fastest-growing pro-gun, pro-concealed carry radio show. That's pretty cool. In fact, not only that, but in the top three most listened to shows right now on the air with you in the country. In the country. Usually coming in second behind Cunningham, Bill Cunningham. That's okay. We like Bill Cunningham. We just want to knock him off that perch at some point in time. But it is nice to look down and see Rush Limbaugh and all those guys way behind you. That's kind of cool on the live show. So welcome back to the program. It's great to be here, and thank you all for your support for Armed American Radio as we continue to grow across the country. My guest co-host, Robert Zimmerman. How you doing, Robert?
Congratulations once again on your four-year anniversary of syndication.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me. That's right. Armed American Radio's fourth-year anniversary right now, today, as we bring the show to you across the country from Florida to Alaska and all parts in between. We are going to be doing something, I guess we could say in honor of that. Robert, I don't even know. Well, you knew this because we've talked about it during the week. But Sean, I will not be here for the next hour of the program. We're going to let Sean take the next hour of the show. Sean, jump in here for a second.
Yes, sir.
You're gonna run the next hour. You asked if you could run the next hour. Man, if anybody's earned it, brother, you have.
Well, thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to it.
So am I. I'm looking forward to listening to my own show without me on it.
With Chantel.
With Chantel, right. So, Sean, it's going to be fun. You've got a really good guest lineup coming up. You're going to be talking with regular contributors David Kodria. You're also going to be talking to Charles Heller from the Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership. You have specific questions for them that you want to discuss. And you're also bringing in Neil McCabe from HumanEvents.com, the editor of the Guns and Patriots section of Human Events. Neil McCabe is top-notch. He's our man on Capitol Hill, and you'll be having a discussion with them.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it, and thank you so much.
Well, so am I. I'm looking forward to it, and you've earned it, and you're going to have some fun. So we'll see you in the next hour. I'm looking forward to hearing that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, our guests here, and Robert Zimmerman, Gary Thoreau, lead writer and producer of Infringed, and, of course, Peter Gould. Peter, let's start with you on this next question. I left out at the break with debunking these myths. You can't possibly debunk any gun control myths without going after the mainstream media here, can you?
Well, you can't, but we'd rather debunk the myths on their own merits than turn this into an attack piece. One of the things that we're very conscious of is that the way efforts like this get undermined is when you make them sound very partisan by going after a particular political figure very specifically, or when you do something that can allow you to be categorized as some sort of extremist zealot or ideologue. So what we're trying to do here is to appeal to the widest possible swath of Americana. We want everybody who sits on the fence and says, okay, I don't really understand this stuff, or is slightly on the left and says, I've been told guns are bad, I don't really know much about it, but I actually still have an open mind, I'm willing to listen. There are a lot of those people out there, and it's very easy to drive them away by starting to make noises that make them uncomfortable. So I'm trying as much as I can to keep this pointed at a few specific things. The importance of the Second Amendment to the founders, the extraordinary slippery slope we embark upon if we allow it to be undermined. And let me just hit that for a minute.
Please.
Remember that when the founders adopted the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, they did something that was very, very clever. They made sure to position the rights not as a creation of their new government, not as something that was being created because it was written down on a piece of paper, but that it was an acknowledgement of birthrights that we already had, to use their words, bestowed upon us by our creator.
Right.
That's a promise by the founder that not only Americans are entitled to those rights, but all free people everywhere, and it's a declaration that no legitimate government would ever try to deny its citizens those rights. What that means, if we allow undermining of the Second Amendment, is that we're essentially saying that the founders were incorrect. The Bill of Rights were not rights bestowed upon us by our Creator. They are not birthrights. They are, in fact, a creation of government. And if that's true of the Second Amendment, it's true of the First, it's true of the Fourth, it's true of every single one of them. It's true of every right that is enumerated in the Constitution. If it's a creation of government, it can be taken away.
Well, then, and that's in the term of describing a right as a creation of government, of which we have a president currently who has said that they're creating rights now. Health care is a right and so forth. So this is an argument for farther down the road, and that's the stuff that I believe you're going to keep out from a partisan standpoint in the film, correct?
Correct.
Right.
And that's good. That works. Gary, let's go over to you quickly. Well, Robert, I'm hogging everything. You've got questions. Go ahead.
I keep hearing between the lines, and I'm not a writer like Gary, but what I keep hearing is patriotism. There is this lack of patriotism going on in the young people in this country who are buried in their phones and what Miley Cyrus just did last weekend or what they're going to do next weekend, and they're just disconnected from a lot of the concepts that were at the time so important. I remember when I watched the series that HBO did, John Adams, they were trying to, in essence, legitimize the American president by bestowing upon him some kind of title of nobility, because the founding fathers didn't exist in a vacuum. They founded this country with very tumultuous circumstances, and they wanted to be legitimized throughout the rest of the world who was still in a monarchy. And George Washington said, no, I shall be addressed as Mr. President, and that's it. And it kept coming up as some kind of a debate to kind of legitimize us to the eyes of the world. You know, Mr. Ambassador was not enough in France. Every other ambassador was the Duke of this or the Marquis of that, right. Or in Spain and so on. So I think that young people, I don't know how many young people, I'd like to take a poll, just go house to house and say, do you own a flag? You know, but I hope this film really strikes a chord with that our rights, no matter what political stripe you are, our rights, it's great to be patriotic about our rights. And I think if it does, it'll strike the right tone.
Agreed. Gary, I want to ask you as a follow-up question as we close out this segment and therefore this hour. You need help in getting this film off the ground. Tell us about it.
Well, incidentally, beyond just the idea of having a flag, you really have to understand the founding principles of the United States. And unfortunately, those are not being taught in school the same way they were when, say, we were in school.
Very sad.
It's also not being taught in highly fictionalized films like The Butler.
Right.
But
right.
Why don't you talk, Peter, about the funding?
Well, the cool thing about trying to make Infringe now is that there's a tool available that didn't exist before. And it allows us to do this in a unique way that I think makes an incredibly powerful statement. And that tool is something called Kickstarter, which is a website where a project like this can be put up and people interested in it can fund it directly on a grassroots basis.
And very quickly, Peter, that music means we're coming to a close. I want to bring both you gentlemen back within the next week or two. Can I get it? Is that okay with you?
Sure, but then let me give a website, which
please.
Is infringedthemovie.com.
Infringedthemovie.com.
You can get from there to Facebook. You can get from there to Kickstarter. It'll explain all about the project.
And it is an incredible website, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank all of my guests today here on the Armed American Radio Network, and I'm looking forward to listening to Sean in the next hour. Robert Zimmerman, we'll talk with you very soon. We'll bring everybody back to this panel. We need to talk about this further. I'm Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio, and I tell you every week, and I mean it, carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'm Mark Walters. Armed American Radio continues.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Trinity. If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.
Folks, you paid a king's ransom to send your kids to the finest colleges. Now they've graduated, and guess what? They can't find a job. You've already invested in their education. Now invest in their careers. Start a business that your adult children can run and flourish in. Hugh Hewitt here. Give your children the break in life they really need using money you already have. Just call my friend Steve Cooper at ersop.com, the Entrepreneur Rollover Stock Ownership Plan.
Thanks, Hugh. We've helped countless people use their retirement money to invest in businesses for themselves and their family. It only takes a couple of weeks to finance, and it's totally legal.
Trust ersop.com to help you start a small, profitable business that could give your adult children a head start. Turn your family's fortunes around using your own money legally with no debt or payments. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. 866-MY-ERSOP.